Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today, on March 25th of 2021, I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
We're here to be talking about some of the stuff we've been watching. Some of it a Toonami, some of it not. But first, a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Toonami Therapy. It's a great podcast you should be listening to. You can find episodes at toonamitherapy.podbean.com, and the guys on it, while sometimes not very great, are usually able to crack a few good jokes there. I should know, I'm a fan, so you should go and support our sponsor. You agree with me, that is a very good sponsor that we landed, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay. So, we'll begin with Attack on Titan, episode 69. So, in this episode, this episode is a little confusing because it keeps switching between past and present. And unlike the manga, you don't have all the sort of background stuff being dark to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what's happening was, if I can remember how we got all of it, the big stuff is, well, they're heading back. They've already gotten back. And then they find out that there was a... Wow, I've read this, I've watched it, and I'm having some trouble even remembering a bunch of the stuff that happens because they keep switching the stuff. Okay, the important thing is that they've gotten is that we find out a little more about the plan Zeke had that he was trying to get them to sign up for, except I can't actually remember what his plan was. It was the exact thing. Oh, wait, now I think I got it. It was because they wanted to combine the Founding Titan with someone who was actually royalty so that they could control the Titans within the walls to threaten people with it, to make them leave them alone, that stuff. And honestly, the most memorable thing I remember the most of this episode is Hanji's goofy thing at the start where she's analyzing air, Eren's talking to himself and he's saying the kind of stuff that, sounds kind of cool, but then you think about it and it doesn't make sense. And Hanji's just pointing all that out.
Mm-hmm.
Hanji makes everything better. She wasn't in this episode enough. She's never in any episode enough.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for the explanation on why, Eren Yeager lost his mind, because it doesn't really add up why all of a sudden he's gone insane in this last season, whenever he didn't seem like that at all whenever the last season ended. So hopefully there's an explanation to why he's gone insane, but I don't have a very high amount of confidence that that will happen.
From what I remember, I mean, we kind of get some, but it's still the matter of where this, I don't know. I feel like the problem I've had, and I guess maybe it's a little early to be saying this because it becomes more obvious later, Eren just kind of feels too much like he's rebooted as a character.
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree. He's like, he's a totally different character than he used to be. He just doesn't resemble the person. It's almost like Picard, or the player, or the character that Patrick Stewart played in Star Trek Picard, because that character was not Picard in the least bit. It didn't even resemble Picard. And that's kind of the way I feel about Eren Yeager here.
Yeah, there's more to come. And honestly, I've forgotten a lot of stuff from the manga when I read it, especially because this stuff was things that was published years ago. I'm sorry I did such a bad job explaining what happened. It's just I'm thinking about it. I'm just thinking, what did happen? There was some stuff about Zeke's plan. Historia apparently got pregnant by someone. Like they like talk about it, but they never say who it is. So, here it says, "Oh, it was someone she knew." Okay. Some person she knew from childhood, which yeah. So that's some of the that's the main stuff that happened there. It's I feel like I'll have more to say about some of the stuff later when we get to it. I mean, the series is ending, the manga is ending in 2 weeks, I think. So, all right, let's move on to something else. Food Wars, episode 41.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of in the same boat that you are. I can't really remember much of what happens of this episode either. I guess we did have some more of the festival, and basically Soma and his friends start doing better, and Kuga starts doing worse. And that's kind of pretty much it. Unfortunately, we just can't remember this as well because I don't know.
I can actually remember this better than Attack on Titan.
Okay.
So what was happening was Soma manages to get. I can't remember his name. The guy, the guy whose strategy was, well, I'll just figure out what someone will make and make a better version of it, and that's how I'll win all my stuff.
Yeah.
So he's able to get his help, and then everyone else decides to go and help Soma, and because of, as a result of that, and the fact that Kuga's thing is. Because there's so many people trying to get into it, the line is too long and people are deciding, hey, there's a place right across right across from there that we can get stuff at. So Soma manages to actually outdo Kuga on this date, and that's all great and stuff.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, if there's so many people inside the restaurant that people are leaving the line, it still shouldn't, like, that still shouldn't be enough for Soma to overcome Kuga in sales. Because, I mean, the only reason those people can't get in is because it's already full with people. So... that doesn't add up mathematically to me. Like, you know, if you have a restaurant where you go to and the line is so long that you decide you're going to go someplace else, well, whatever place you're going to isn't going to top the place you were trying to get to in the first place. So I find the mathematics about that to be pretty suspect, but other than that, I enjoyed the episode as always.
I think, well, we don't know some of the specifics, but it is possible that it could be working out in Soma's favor because, I don't know, maybe the stuff that Kuga was making takes longer to eat and is the sort of thing you have to have at the restaurant, whereas maybe some of the stuff you could like be more, you know, eating it while you go or something. Because if it's an issue of them only being able, if that's like the thing, you have to give people the food and then you have to wait for them to eat it before you can open things up for other stuff. If the stuff he was making is just longer to eat, that could may be a difference there.
Maybe.
My question is how Soma thought, because he was able to do that well, but only because he had all those people helping him in order to satisfy the demand. Because originally he was just going into this just thinking it would just be him and Megumi. So how did he think, like, he was going to surpass Kuga with just two people making the food.
Yeah, whenever he's got an entire army.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got an army of CGI chefs. Seriously, that thing it kept doing where it was showing them making it, and it's with, like, really obvious CGI, it just stood out so weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so that was a fun episode. Let's see. Fire Force episode 41. Did you see this one?
Did I? Did we stay up for it or not?
No.
Okay, then I missed.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know if you watched it or not. It was another actually pretty decent episode. I don't know. I guess I'll discuss it anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
I said go ahead.
Yeah. We had a character who was doing something dangerous, had a flashback, and then he didn't die. It was actually interesting because, like, one of the villains basically saved everyone. That was kind of interesting. There was also a weird thing. Well, so that kid that, like, you know, has the Adola Burst thing and how he's, you know, been going crazy and is causing all that havoc and stuff. So it's apparently because he had so much pressure put on him by his parents that he's, like, you know, he's, like, doing it all because, like, I gotta prove I can do it and stuff. And then that, you know, that black haired guy with the tie who always talks about how he hates fighting strong people. So that ends up, man, he manages to, like, sort of calm him down. He's saying, no, I want you to stay weak. I don't like it when people get strong. He's like, really? You don't want me to be stronger? It's like, no. He's like, oh, okay. And that helps him better. Although it is just weird when he's saying, yes, I want you to stay weak. Then I can continue to bully you. And you're thinking, okay, this is kind of a little funny, except for the fact that you consider two episodes ago, he was conducting outright child abuse on the kid. But anyway, yeah, it was pretty decent. Okay. So then we got Black Clover, episode 142. So we start out with a flashback thing of some characters that we've never seen before, but back during that previous big arc where everyone was being possessed by the elves, we see, oh, wow, their places got attacked and people died. So they decide that it's Asta's fault for some reason. We need to get revenge on him. So they decide to try to get together with a bunch of people and capture him, but that doesn't quite work. But they do get Sekrey, and this one actually and they also get Marie, Gauche's sister, meanwhile. So we're actually getting somewhat of an arc here, I guess.
Yeah, I know I watched this episode. I don't really know what to say about it. It was pretty interesting, and it kind of ended on a cliffhanger, so to speak. Not as big of a cliffhanger as another show this week, but it was, you know, it was pretty good, and hopefully this will provide something to keep us busy until we get out of the filler arc.
Yeah, although that's still going to be a while. I think we've got about 3 months.
Three months, like, in Toonami, so, like, about 12 episodes, you would say?
Yeah, that I probably should have just said the episode count. so about that much. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if we start getting really bored, we can always just put it on hiatus and come back when it gets back to, you know, the important stuff.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the anime in Japan went gone on a break itself, because I think it's just really, it's super close to where the manga is. Apparently they're going to have a movie though.
Oh, I wanted to say, like, we finally got to see that guy who, we finally got to see the sister of that guy who is obsessed with his sister. And it was like, I was like, okay, so we're going to finally get some time on that guy and his sister. Well,
actually, we had an arc heavily focusing on that, but that was about when you stopped watching.
Oh, okay. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. I knew I'd missed it. But, yeah. Yeah. I always thought that guy was pretty interesting. What happened to the guy who was like always positive and he liked everybody? What happened to him?
I'm not sure what character you're talking about.
I think his name was like Luck or something.
Oh, Luck? Yeah, he's like the one who's like, yeah, he is always sort of cheerful, but he's also kind of insane because he's obsessed about combat. You know, kind of like if Kenpachi was really cheerful.
Uh-huh.
he hasn't really gotten that much focus since since the arc that focused on him near the start of the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
So, all right. So that is Toonami. We'll move on to the shows we've been watching that are not Toonami. We've got four, three of which ended or went on hiatus this week because we doubled up on Ghost in the Shell because we decided, well, we're so close, we might as well finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll just go through the usual order. So we've got Yashahime episode 24. So the rainbow pearls get scattered because they made the wish on them. You know, like just like in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, really.
Like literally, you got the wish essentially from them, and then they scatter around. It's the Dragon Balls.
Yeah. And there's exactly seven of them.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they end up fighting against Kirin Maru. Setsuna apparently dies, and then Kirin Maru basically decides, well, you know, we've got we're getting another season out of this, so I guess I'll just leave for now. Then the Sesshomaru decides to actually show up and do something, and to try to use Tensega somehow to get to use because he thinks that Toa can, it got broken, I didn't mention that, might be able to activate it to bring Setsuna back. And that's literally like where the thing ends. They're like about to maybe try to do something there.
Yeah, it really ended on a huge cliffhanger. I mean, it wasn't even like it didn't even feel like the episode was over. It felt that awkward where it left off. And it was like, okay, that's the end of the season right there. That's a really awkward place to leave off, but apparently that's what happened. And I mean, obviously Setsuna's not going to stay dead. I can't believe there's actually Inuyasha fans who think she's going to stay dead whenever in the original Inuyasha, like, no one ever died. So so it's hard to believe people are like, oh no, she's not going to come back. Like, what show are you watching? I mean, of course she's going to come back. I just was disappointed because I was hoping that this at least we would have some sort of conclusion from this episode rather than just this whole cliffhanger thing, but I guess that's what we got.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does make a bunch of the sort of speculation I did last time about how are they going to end this in one episode? Well, the answer is they're not. So I don't know why they said it would be the last episode if they were going to, in this episode, announce we're going to have another season.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a little weird. What I'm confused about, though, looking into this is, so they want to fight against Kirin Maru, even though Kirin Maru, like, literally says, hey, you can leave, you don't have to fight me. So why are they so determined to fight him? Why is he even the villain? What's he actually really done that, like, makes him a villain? Am I forgetting something?
Yeah, I'm not sure, really.
I mean, like, even the I don't know, it just confuses me as to why they felt they needed to fight him when he doesn't seem that and even antagonistic to them. I mean, I know he's like, because there's some prophecy, oh, you will be killed by a half demon who goes through time or something like that, but he's clearly not even of the decision, well that means I gotta kill them to stop them, which it seemed at first, but now he's just like, no, I want them to be stronger so I can fight them for a real fighter. Something. It's, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's not going to be the final villain of the series.
Yeah, it'll probably be Naraku or something.
Because we didn't have enough of Naraku in the original series. That was a villain who got killed off before his time. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, so we've got two episodes of Ghost in the Shell to cover this week. Kind of a last-minute decision by us when it turned out, when I found out that I thought, oh, Slime is ending, so that'll make everything be finished here this week. But then I found out it was not. It still has one more episode, and I'll get to that when we talk about Slime. But so in this one, so they've got, so basically all the stuff is still going on with the, you know, the problem you mentioned to me, but that the problem with having two episodes is harder to remember what happened in each of them. And now I'm realizing, wow, you are totally right. So the first one, from what I remember, is they're still, you know, trying to stop Dejima from getting destroyed by the people against the refugees and stuff. The major ends up with Kuze kind of trapped in under some rubble, and Kuze mentions his plan is to try to get everyone out of there by copying their minds to the internet. Or no, he says transferring, except you're not transferring, you're copying. The people still die. If you're just making copies of them. I mean, to a certain extent, you're letting them live on, but they still die in such a thing, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the major tells Itachi Komas that they need to do... So moving into the second episode, the major tells Itachi Koma they have to figure out... they have to, like, find a... help with that, and they decide and instead come up with their own plan, which does involve sacrificing their AIs because they have to take control of the satellite they're on, but they use it to basically deflect the missile that was headed towards them, and they do it while singing, which I want to know what they were singing, because it's all in Japanese still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that manages to cure stuff. Basically things get, the immediate threat stuff gets resolved. Gota gets killed in a in one of the most graphic deaths I think we've seen on the show.
Then
Kuze gets Kuze dies, and then someone, and then it's, and then they get the new, what do they call them? Fuchikomas? Something like that. And I think, I can't remember which character, but one of them mentions explicitly, well, after all this, it looks like the refugee problem is back to square one. Meaning, what, that they didn't actually accomplish anything this season, really.
Yeah, that's what, I thought that was pretty amusing. It was like, we did all that this season for no purpose. It feels kind of like the Cold War. Did all that, and we haven't improved our situation at all.
Well, so, we got the internet out of it.
Yeah, we did. I wasn't too big on these episodes. It was very confusing to try to figure out what was going on. And, I felt whenever nothing really got resolved at the end, like I wasted my time. And I wish there would have been some real, something to come out of this. I mean, we didn't really get much of a conclusion even to that thing with the paper cranes and all that. I was thinking we would have seen something about that, but
the fact it was making it very obvious that that story we got from midway through the season about this girl and this boy and the paper cranes, and it's made very obvious, oh, that was the Major and Kuze. They just didn't realize that until this episode.
Right.
Yeah, this was this was a definite downgrade from the first season. In fact, I'm realizing that in all four of our shows that are not Toonami, all of them were a downgrade, have been a downgrade so far from the original. Like, Yashahime has been a downgrade from Inuyasha. This season of Ghost in the Shell has been a downgrade from the first season. And then we haven't gotten into them, but you're probably going to agree that season two of ReZero is not as good as the first. And I am not sure what you think about Slime, but I think that the second season is not as good as the first there either.
Yeah, the Slime one's the only one I'd quibble with, because I do like the fact that there is some actual resistance to Rimuru, whereas there was none in the first season. Okay.
Well, we'll wait for that then. but that seems to be the pattern so far on these things. So, yeah, I don't know. There were some good stuff. There was still some good stuff in this season, but it was just a matter of, compared to the first season, the highs were not as high and the lows were lower, is how I can say it.
Yeah.
There actually is apparently a continuation. There's a movie, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, Solid State Society. That's which I think is like kind of a conclusion to the TV series. So that might be something to keep in mind for later, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, wish I had more to say about it, because but it just kind of left me feeling, well, that was okay.
Yep.
It was. That's a problem. If the first season had been the same quality as the second season, I don't think I would have come back for the second season.
I completely agree. This. I thought you were about to say, oh, there's a third season coming. I'm like, a little late for that. But, Yeah, unfortunately, this season just kind of plodded along and didn't really build on any of the characters that much, aside from, you know, that one court episode with Togusa. Like, mm-hmm. that was one of the rare good episodes where we actually got, like, some character development. But, like, it just mainly felt like they were trying to tell this political story about refugees, trying to make some sort of political point, which doesn't really work because like, you know, I mean, at least it doesn't work because we're Americans and, you know, we kind of, our political problems are so barbaric that we can't think in these intellectual terms that this show is dealing with. But yeah, it wasn't dreadful, but it was definitely disappointing.
Okay. All right, so then we move on to ReZero, episode 50, the end of the second season. So, Beatrice and Subaru, who have made a contract, although which I don't think we saw, so that must have happened off screen. So they managed to take out, to deal, with a little help from Amelia, they managed to take out the rabbits because they get them all into one place. Beatrice just warps them away. And and that takes them out, basically. So everyone is like, yay, everything's solved and all great. And since Roswell... anyway, so Roswell, who you remember that sort of bet he made with Subaru about how Subaru would manage to do everything in one go, and if it was, Roswell would stop, you know, trying to do things like kill people in order to break Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently actually resulted in some sort of like literal, what was it, like oath or something, on Roswell, which means that he would like literally die if he actually tries to kill any of them again. So I guess he's kind of a reluctant good guy now. basically that's that part of the episode, and then everything's all great. Subaru officially becomes Amelia's knight. I'm skipping over stuff, but most of this was really just kind of wrap up stuff.
You are skipping over something.
Okay. Is it, what's the important thing? It's probably something I was going to mention anyway, but.
Yeah. Amelia's pregnant.
Oh, that part. Yeah. I was going to mention that, but I wanted to do it after the recap. Yeah, that where she becomes she's pregnant because she thinks kissing is how you get pregnant, which is of course played for comedy because with Subaru getting annoyed at Puck, who presumably was who told her that, but it actually does make the fact that they kiss seem a much more dramatic thing if she actually thought that was going to get her pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah, I was so confused by that. I was like, wait a minute. Is he yelling at Puck because Puck impregnated her? Like, I couldn't. I was like, that was really weird. Like I don't understand why he's yelling at Puck. He could have just said, no, that's not how things work. You know? that was just really weird.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a funny bit there. It was I was previously mentioning about a while ago, I mentioned, well, I mean, they make the bet with Roswell, but what's to prevent Subaru, if he does die, from just saying, hey, yeah, this is a real first time we've done this. But apparently he, in doing that, they made some kind of vow thing, because Roswell, oh, if you had lost, then that would have affected you. And Subaru has that, like, super brief, thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that was basically the end. One thing that I'm confused... Oh, yeah, we do actually get... It was kind of said before, but we do get more hard confirmation here that the reason Roswell is still alive and stuff isn't because he's ageless or whatever. It's because he keeps... It's because he's able to transfer his soul to any children he has. So, you know, he just had a kid, then became the kid, then that grew up and, you know, had a kid, and then he transferred his soul to that, and, you know, so on. Apparently there's been female Roswells in the past as a result of this. It wasn't really covered in the anime, but apparently that he has been female in some of those iterations. Yeah, so one other thing I was wondering about was, so the reason they're able to deal with the bunnies is because of Beatrice, but, like, was that part of Subaru's plan? Because it seemed like him trying to get Beatrice was, like, he didn't mention anything about that. It seemed, to me at least, like he kind of lucked into that. So, was that his plan, or did he get lucked into it? And if he did, then what was his plan for how to deal with all of them, if not for that?
Yeah, not sure, really.
Okay, so... Right, I guess we can talk about the season as a whole. Well, as mentioned, it is not as good as the first season.
Yeah.
I will say that I do think the second half of the season was definitely better than the first half.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The first half was very boring, and the second half at least was exciting, even though it was kind of weird at times. I was very disappointed with it because it took away from what I thought was the best part of the show. And from what I read, the characters that we liked a lot from the first season are going to get a lot of, attention coming up in future arcs. Now, the arcs don't correspond to seasons, though. I forget what arc this is. And
this is, I think, the fourth arc.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I was reading something about such and such a character is going to get more attention in Act 7 or Arc 7. So, I'm very optimistic about this show. But my biggest problem was the first episode of it. Like, that's where all the problems came from. It started with the first episode, and once the first episode screwed things up, then the rest of the season was doomed, because you had a great character in Crusade who was, like, probably the best character on the show, and you decided that you're just going to make her into a damsel in distress and just kind of, like, write her out of everything. And I felt that really hurt the show, because then it became just Subaru having to try to become a superhero and try to convince everyone with the power of love that he was going to save Amelia and break through the sanctuary and all that stuff. And I mean, it eventually worked, but it was just a very clunky way of doing it. And Garfield, I never liked him. I still don't like him. I just don't think he's a very good character because he doesn't make any sense. And I never understood why they made Otto into an important character because he just seemed to be such a random guy. It would have been like making that guy who sells apples into a major character. So, just a disappointing second season, but I do have hope that season 3 is going to fix a lot of these problems and be a lot better.
Yeah, I was actually kind of curious about what happened next. And the light novels are not translated yet, but I actually did read some of the original web novel. Now, to explain, from my understanding, how it works is that first it's a web ReZero, like all the stuff is written as a web novel, which is basically just, you know, it's put online and stuff for free, actually. So I can actually look at the translations and stuff by fans without, you know, feeling like I'm cheating or anything, because the Japanese is available for free.
Yeah.
Then I think the stuff gets published in a light novel form. I don't know how much they change. I don't know if it's just like a more polished version or if a bunch of stuff is actually rewritten or whatever. But we're still waiting on the light novel. So I did look at some translations of the web novel. I didn't get too much through it. So right now where I'm at is mostly just because it actually jumps for it. Actually, there's actually a 1 year time jump for the next arc. And, you know, a bunch of the stuff has just been covering what happened during that time period and is setting stuff up for the arc. But I know like Khrushchev is going to show up because this thing focuses on all the royal selection candidates and stuff.
Yeah, I heard that these future arcs are going to focus on those characters. So I'm looking forward to it a lot. So it's not like I just gave up because this season it hasn't been up to snuff, but it could have been better, and that's what I wish for, that it would have been just a better season. That's
all. Yeah. What I've been looking at so far, which again is kind of, I haven't got a chance to go through much because, well, I wasn't going to do it until I finished this season, and now we're recording it the day after, so, but it has been more interesting so far. Although some of the funniest things are unfortunately in the narration, so I don't know if they can like manage to make it into the anime. Like, I just wrote this down because it just was really funny. It's talking about Otto, and it says he's the head minister of the Amelia faction's internal affairs, or more rather, he's the only one capable of being said minister, so that's why he has the title. Also, one interesting thing I discovered in Japanese stuff, so in English, when you have, like, you know, fiction, when there's dialogue, you sometimes, you know, just have the dialogue stand alone if it's clear who said it, but a lot of the time you will, like, you know, say, like, said blankety blank or blankety blank said, or, like, you know, there will be a bit of a dialogue and it'll say said blankety blank, and then you get the rest of the dialogue in that paragraph. That's like in Japanese, at least in light novels that I looked at, they basically almost never include those, like, you know, said someone or other. They just have the dialogue standing alone and you just have to figure out who said it.
Uh-huh.
Although the translation I was looking at helpfully actually included like who was saying it, although it does make it look kind of like a script.
Mm-hmm.
The way they did it, I don't know, just something there. So yeah, I also am interested in the next season. Basically the thing about this season is I'm looking, I'm like, okay, important stuff happened here. Subaru and Emilia more definitively got together. We found out, like, stuff about Ra's wall. We were introduced to some characters who are going to be important later on. You said you don't like Garfield. Well, I think he's a kind of a main character from this point on. So,
oh, nice. Nice.
But, and other things. It's just, and we learned Amelia's past. All of this stuff is just a question of, did we need this full lengthy arc to make all of that happen? Like, the stuff that was important that occurred was, for the most part, not intrinsically related to the events of this arc.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it did improve more towards the end. I'm interested in the next season, so it hasn't, burned me out or anything. Mm-hmm. I have no idea when that is. After, I'll probably get back to reading some of the stuff to find out, to see a little more about what's going to happen. But yeah, I will be watching the next season. I don't think they've even announced it yet, so it's going to be at least a year anyway, but I don't know if I'll necessarily want to be watching it as it comes out, or if I might prefer to sort of wait and more binge it, but we'll see. It won't be for, like, at least a year.
Yeah, that's a long way off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And by then, the light novels will be out any way to cover basically all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In English. Yeah, the light novels literally right now are where this season ended. So starting in June, they'll get a new one out in English. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there is that. That's ReZero Ghost. Sorry, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, episode 35.
Yeah, so basically, Rimuru just kills a bunch of monsters and becomes a demon lord. And now he can raise people from the dead, which was supposed to only have a 3% chance of happening. And somehow, I don't know how it happened, but somehow he beat that 3%.
Well, he says, that 3% was based on before I became a demon lord. Now it's higher. He didn't specify exactly what it increased to, but it apparently increased.
Yeah. So it works out. So he brings the last scene. You see Sion being brought back to life, which we'll find out what happens with that. This episode just felt like Rimuru was just showing off how overpowered he really is. And we're back to that again.
Yeah, that's the annoying thing. Especially because, you said he killed monsters. He actually just killed a bunch of human soldiers, or as I might more accurately call them, mooks. But, he does it so effortlessly. There was one thing in the episode I did kind of like, and that was the part where, everyone's being killed. So the king's like, oh, we got to get out of here. One of the soldiers says, don't worry, I have a special ability that'll allow us to get out of here. And then he gets killed. But yeah, other than that, it's just Rimuru being overpowered. He just takes them all out super easily. And the craziest thing is when, there's one of the Otherworlder guys who was killed last episode, and that wizard guy swap bodies with him. You think, he's going to be stronger and be a big villain. And no, he just gets one-shotted by Rimuru. And then he manages to survive, but he gets captured anyway. So he So it just left me wondering, well, what was the point of him changing bodies then?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll end up mattering somehow. Maybe the fact he's in a different body will for something, but yeah. I don't know. The problem is this episode basically is Rimuru kills a bunch of mooks. Rimuru gets an upgrade that takes quite a while to go through all of it because it's saying this skill upgrading to this skill upgrading to this skill. This skill could not upgrading to this skill. Trying again. Still doesn't work. Still doesn't work. Still doesn't work. Okay, we'll sacrifice this skill to make the new skill. And I was like, wait, what was the skill he lost? What did it do? Huh? Is this important? It spends a bunch of time on that scene.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just, since Rimuru is so overpowered, and now he's become even stronger. Like, at this point, how can I take seriously any real threat to him other than, I guess, the other demon lords? Those are the, as far as I can tell, those are the only ones who might have any chance at beating him now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just felt this episode really, I was just watching it, and it's one of those cases where it just felt like my enthusiasm was just draining out like a balloon or something.
Yeah, I know how you feel. It was really boring, I thought. But hey, now Rimuru's a demon lord, so you got that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, the problem has for so long been Rimuru being overpowered, and that was kind of, that was still annoying in the previous season, but I hear, weirdly, them deciding to go all dark and stuff on us. At first I was like, yeah, so it seems like they might have to actually, you know, put up a fight and stuff, which you mentioned as being something possibly better, but then when we get to the actual army, he just one-shots them all.
Yeah.
So, also, I was annoyed by how dumb the king was, because I know when it's a king, it's hereditary, so it doesn't necessarily mean you'll make a great ruler, I guess you can say that for any system. I mean, you can say, oh, well, you know, they just get into it. It doesn't mean they're going to be good. And then you say, yeah, let's democracy. Look at some of the elected officials. I'm not sure it's that much better. But I don't know. He was just being way too stupid. Like, when he's first saying to Rimuru, oh, well, I was here in peaceful. It was other people who did that stuff. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But then he's like, while he's facing someone who's able to one-shot everyone, he's like, I need you to, however, I will need reparations for these, for those you killed. But, and then he just, you know, he's being annoying and then just loses his arm over it. And I'm just like, okay, like, even if you're a dumb ruler, under such a circumstances, you can't be this dumb.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seemed like we finally, when we got some, it's just getting more dark and stuff, you know, Rimuru just like massacring the enemy soldiers and stuff. It just feels like, well, you're still doing the overpoweredness of the first season, but without the cheerfulness, it at least sort of mitigated it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it feels like Slime is becoming Overlord.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing, actually. And I know you didn't like that so that much because he was just so overpowered. But what can we do about it, you know?
Yeah.
There's one episode left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we'll continue with this after this. It's just too predictable at this point, you know?
Yeah, we might do, it won't be back until July, And so it might be worth it to hold off on it and see what some people say. Because with Overlord, well, we didn't really like the first season that much. And then I looked online and people were saying the first season is the best. And I was just thinking, okay, I think I'll move on from that show. The last comment I had I wanted to make is presumably what we're supposed to be getting out of this episode is because the bad guys, you know, attacked and killed characters we cared about and were all terrible and stuff. We were supposed to feel all great and stuff. Yeah, they're getting beaten. Rimuru's laying down the smack down. But the thing is, since this is just a bunch of mooks he's killing, it doesn't mean much of anything. The only ones we really knew much about were those three, you know, as they say, otherworlders who were brought here. And then they, so I guess there is some, you know, catharsis there. But that was the previous episode. Here we've got, like, nothing. And it makes his ascension into being a demon lord feel kind of like he got it not, you know, because he had some big battle or something managed to win. It's just that, oh, I one-shotted a bunch of guys, so yay. It's basically level grinding.
Yeah, it was like Pokemon where you get your strongest Pokemon and you just cross, character after character so you can level up. That's all it really is, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I personally think that season 2 I have not liked as much as the first season, both because of the stuff I'm saying, but also it hasn't had as much of the stuff that I really liked in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We've still got one episode left. We'll see how it goes, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that's three shows that we're concluding at once. So we've I guess we can give our top three stuff for it. Let's see. For me, that would be, well, that would be, I always feel a little, I always forget to do these. This is my problem. Okay.
Want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in third place for this week, I'm going to go with Ghost in the Cell. I know it was disappointing, but it was still pretty entertaining two episodes, and I think if it would have only been one episode, then it wouldn't have gotten it, but I'll put it in third place. Second place, I'll put Food Wars. And first place, for the only time this entire season, I think, is ReZero, because I thought that was a strong ending to the season, even though I had not enjoyed much of it for a while. I did like that final episode, so I'll give ReZero a first place for this week only.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the stuff, and I was initially thinking about what should I be doing, and then I'm realizing, oh wait, there were like three shows I particularly liked this week, which were one of which you didn't even see because you missed Fire Force. But I would for this be putting in. Yeah, okay. I'll put in ReZero in third place, Food War second, and I'm kind of surprised to be saying it, but I'll put Fire Force in first place. I did really like the episode. That the weirdness about it still was a little annoying that we're like, yeah, we're doing child abuse, but hey, then using it almost for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I talked myself out of it. Swap Food Wars and Fire Force.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, because we've got three shows that are ending at once, we've suddenly found ourselves very open to things. So for next week, we're going to be checking out something that we kind of put off for a while because we were busy with other things, but we're going to be watching the Konosuba movie, Konosuba Legend of Crimson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you told me that it is a very fan servicey in that it caters to all the fans of Megumin, which is, of course, my least favorite character of the four. So I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Well, I know it's not really... The movie, I don't think, is really, like... I don't think the movie is specifically, like... The plot is, oh, it's focusing on Megumin because she's popular. Because this was still kind of... early on, I think, and this is straight from the light novels, with some adjustments in the adaptation. I think it's more a case that they decided, hey, this arc focuses on Megumin, and she's really popular, so let's put it all into a movie instead of another season.
Yeah, is it kind of like how the second Bleach movie was like all about Toshiro? Because he had become so popular. Remember that?
Yeah, it's... I don't know if I'd say it was that extreme. It's more... It's not really that it's all about Megumin. It's more that it mostly focuses on her and Kazuma. And that Aqua and Darkness are kind of more in the background. It's not just Megumin. It's just that Megumin and Kazuma are the ones that get the most attention, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we'll be watching it because the dub is available on Crunchyroll now of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll watch that and Slime and then Toonami, which comes up on Saturday.
Yep. After that week, we've got some ideas for some new stuff to be watching, which I think we might have actually mentioned before. But just in case we haven't, I guess I'll just we'll discuss it next week in case we suddenly change our minds or something.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what's we've got next week. Our usual Toonami stuff, which may or may not include Fire Force. We kind of keep going back and forth on that. I have concerns because this was a decent arc, and from my experience in Fire Force, that means the next one will not be very interesting. But yes, we've got Konosuba, the ending of Slime, and yeah, that's basically it. Okay, so, I don't know. Anything else to talk about?
Nope, not really.
Yeah, well, I finally got around to cleaning out my email inbox because I get all this stuff from, a lot of them from, like, mailing lists that I don't really care about, but I kept, not unsubscribing because I kept thinking, well, maybe they'll send me something useful. So I finally actually went in and so... I look at my inbox and I'm like, okay, anything important? Okay, well, I'll just get to them later. And then it just, the less important ones, I just leave there planning to actually get around to deleting later. And then I didn't. So I finally decided to clear out the about 3,000 unread messages in my inbox.
Wow.
Yeah, it that's what happens when you have that attitude for about 2 years. I did unsubscribe to a bunch of stuff. Most of the stuff was not, I was realizing I'm going through all this stuff. I don't care about it. I can unsubscribe from this. Most of the stuff wasn't that important outside of the parts where when I put interlibrary loans at the library, if they don't have something there, but you can like put in a request and like, okay, we'll get another library system and see if they can get it. Well, because of coronavirus, they put those on sort of hold. And then they send me a bunch of emails saying, well, oh, by the way, are you still interested in this? And I missed all of them, so they all got canceled. yeah. But yeah, so that's my adventures in inbox. At least I finally got it cleared out.
Yeah. I'm very picky on that. My email has to be everything read at all times. So
yeah, well the thing is there's really the big problem is more the fact that, like I said, I get all these emails and I can kind of tell at a glance, okay, these ones are important, these ones are not important. Only a few, and if so, I read those, and I'm normally good at checking those out. Although I used to sometimes miss your emails until I realized I should forward, I should like route all the emails you send me to a special folder so I never miss them. But yeah, the rest of the stuff is just kind of what I was saying. It's just leaving it alone is the problem. But it's all cleared out now, except now I'm looking at my email and I'm like, you have 15 unread messages now. And I'm like, oh, yay. To be fair, a bunch of these, well, then there's the case where a bunch of them, they're important, but I can just tell already from the subject everything I need to know. Like, your order has shipped. I'm like, okay, don't need to read it then. And then it just stays there. Okay. So, yeah, no doubt I'll probably end up getting another backlog. But at least for now, it's cleared up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I've been babbling on enough at this point. We'll see you next week.
Bye.